Listener gets in touch and says, jury, the ethos and reality are different things. Facts are dads generally are coaching kids who typically include their own, which leads to their own kids being treated like stars above the rest of the team. It's a fact. Look, undoubtedly, human nature is human nature, and that comes into it. But the idea, at least the idea is, and I think there may be some fathers and indeed mothers out there who are involved in coaching sport who put their kids above everybody else and exclude others. But I'd imagine, I would hope at least that they're in the minority. I would hope they have the wider view that it's about the development of the club and the players and all the players to keep them on board and keep them playing and develop them as players. At least I hope that's happening. Jerry, it's you, it's who you are and what you do for the club, and you can guarantee those kids will be on every team sheet. I've seen it firsthand how the mental health of kids who just want to play sports are pushed aside and kids being actually bullied by trainers. I thought these coaches are doing courses to protect all kids. Yes, we all like to win, but for the kids that show up, they also need game time. Schools are the exact same. Only the best are picked, and who you are makes a difference. Very frustrating. Look, that is undoubtedly very frustrating. And there are courses, safety courses, and it is a key part of those safety courses to make sure not to exclude kids and make sure that you don't. And I've been through those courses myself. And it's a big concentration of it. And you would hope that the lessons are being learned by all coaches, but there always are a few who will prioritise, who will, and there's others who will say winner takes all mentality, even at underage level, when it's meant to be primarily about inclusion and development and everyone getting playing time. I guess no system is perfect, but tell us your own story. Give us your views. 0667123666 in relation to Mark's email this morning. Jerry, my sons were overlooked many, many, many times while playing underage. The best players usually picked, and my sons were not good enough. You have to suck it up. They kept going. They loved the interaction with their friends, and they eventually made it, but no stars. My advice is keep going. That comes in from Mags. But that's the other thing. It can develop resilience, I suppose. That's the other part of it. So thanks very much for giving us your view on that. Get in touch with us on the programme on 0667123666. Text or WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. One final comment. The listener says, Jerry, the government have come up with a €5,000 one-off grant to get people to buy EVs. It's poorly thought out, I think. It will stall the market for EVs until July. Hardly anyone who applies will get it due to the limited fund. People who lose out won't buy this year or next, in concern the government might come with another grant and they might miss it. While the idea is rooted in good intention, the effect might be negative in the long run. Well, okay, that's one view on that. If you have a view and if you agree with that listener, get in touch with us on the forum. Anytime the government intervenes in the private market, it does have a knock-on effect, that's for sure. We're talking about a small number of cars here, 2,000 cars in total. Would it have that much of an impact? I don't know. But give us your view on it at 0667123666. Now, we're taking a look at how businesses, some of whose busiest time of the year is this summer, are feeling heading into peak tourism season. The cost of doing business, the need to develop, the need to strike while the iron is hot, and to try and keep going, particularly with regards to other issues like weather and demand and those sort of things, all come into it. If you have your own view on that, if you're running your own operation, if you are running an operation regarding summer tourism and relying on the crowds, we'd love to hear from you on the programme. With me in the line to talk about this, we have David Fitzgerald, who's the General Manager of Circus Gerbola, who is in Kerry at the moment. Johnny Maguire there, of course, as well, President of the Clonmany Chamber of Tourism and Commerce. David, good morning to you. I want to talk to you first, and good morning to Johnny as well, but I want to talk to you first. Listen, can you tell me how things are going, first of all, for you? What is it like running a circus in 2026 in Ireland?
Running a circus is quite difficult in 2026. I mean, we've a lot of challenges, like any other business. A lot of people don't really see, I suppose, behind the scenes. We opened our season back in February, and I suppose within 2 days of opening, you know, the war in Iran started and the price of diesel just skyrocketed. Now, we obviously, you know, part of our business is we move from town to town, so we have fuel in our trucks, which is the same as you buy at the pumps, but we run generators on site because obviously we're transient in nature. And obviously, if you come to see the circus, we have a heated big top, so we're all run on green diesel with our generators and our heaters. And I suppose we went from €1 a litre to effectively €2 a litre within a week of opening our 2026 season. Now, obviously, it's come down a little bit since then, but I suppose my fuel bills have gone from maybe 2,500 a week up to close on €5,000 a week at the moment. So, I mean, that's quite burdensome, as you can imagine.
That's massive. Yeah, absolutely massive. It's quite burdensome. And do you qualify under the government scheme in relation to an allowance with regards to that, the green diesel?
Well, we have reached out. Yeah, we have reached out to the department on this. As far as I'm aware right now, we're not. We don't qualify under the scheme, I'm afraid, unfortunately. So, I mean, we do still have the burden of the. Now, we obviously acknowledge that there has been some, you know, reduction in prices and duty and stuff, but generally our diesel bills are absolutely colossal, and that's part of what we do. You know, there's nothing I can do to reduce that, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that is a killer in terms of your plans, your projections, the running costs, the staff costs, the all of that. Is affected by that, David?
Well, absolutely, and I mean, I suppose one of the other issues we have is sites for our circus. Now, ironically enough, one of the biggest supporters in terms of local authorities in the country is Kerry County Council, and we'd like to acknowledge them because, like, we're here in town this week, we're down in Fells Point. Like, the Kerry County Council could not be more supportive, but generally, that's the exception, not the rule. You know, I mean, obviously, we need a site. To present our circus on. Yeah. So, like, you go down the road to Cork City Council, and you can't even get them to return your call. You
really?
Know? And kind of to tie it into your last segment there about water, it's not a case of we can find a field 3 miles out of town, because not alone do we need a site, and a landowner who'll allow us have the site is, like, we need water as well. So if we find a site somewhere and a landowner is prepared to give us a site and there's no water on the site, we just can't go there.
Okay.
So generally, local authorities can be quite difficult to deal with. You know, I worked in the UK for 10 years, and you could call up any council anywhere, the middle of London, you'd put a circus on a Royal Park. They'd be hugely, really hugely supportive. But most local authorities, you know, it's hard to get a call back from them, you know? And we're very, very lucky here in Tralee. Every year we come here, you know, the people down the town hall are so supportive of our visit, and we'd like to thank them for that.
David, what's the demand like for circuses in 2026?
Well, look, it's I'm not going to lie, it's quite difficult out there. You know, there's a cost of living crisis, and then the war in Iran happened. But that said, I suppose we at Circus Jibola were very, very we're celebrating 25 years this year. And we're a proud Irish family business. So, like, we have decided very much so to keep our prices affordable and accessible. So, like, you can buy a family ticket now online this weekend for 60 euros, four people for 60 euros. It's 15 euros each for a world-class two-hour show.
Yeah.
In your town, you can go down to, you know, you don't have to drive to Dublin, you don't have to drive to Cork, you can drive down to Fells Point, park in front of the ticket office, free parking. So it is affordable, it is accessible, and because we've chosen to do that, and we promote that, people do want to be entertained, but they want value for money. And I mean, any of your listeners who came to see the circus last night or the night before will acknowledge what a great show it is, you know, and it's bang for your buck. But we have decided as an organisation, whatever happens, we are going to keep it affordable and accessible. It is tough, but we're reacting to that. We're being aggressive towards that, and we're, you know, we want to make it affordable for so that the circus has always been and will always be accessible for everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Johnny McGuire is with me on the line as well. Johnny, David telling the story there, like a lot of businesses, like a lot of tourism businesses, activity businesses like that, having to deal with increased costs. But it's very important that they survive and are kept going, because they add to the Irish summer experience and the Kerry experience for people coming here and people who live here.
That's a fact, and I'd like to congratulate David on being 25 years in business. It's a tremendous achievement, and the circus is part of the, you know, the summer season, and here in Killarney, we're off to a great start. We had a wonderful May. We had the Munster final, the tremendous day with all the great Cork supporters. Then we had the Donegal match, and we had in between that, then we had the Bike Fest. And all that has given us a great kickstart to the season. So there's an air of positivity, and looking forward to a good season to come, because people are beginning to realise that Ireland is it's a safe destination, and it's a very good place to come if you want to escape from the heat that's on the continent, or the heat that's in America and various other parts around the world. So we are looking forward to the rest of the season here in Killarney.
And do you think that the government need to do more maybe to support these sort of activities, these kind of providers in what they do during our summer period when they have to really depend on how busy it is, they have to strike while the iron is hot and have a busy tourist season, Johnny?
In fairness, the government, Jerry, as you know, we were well aware of what the government had been doing here as regards supporting the you know, cost of everything, and they're doing a tremendous, tremendous job under very, very difficult circumstances, and Killarney Chamber welcomes that. And but the thing that I would take, Jerry, is that the only thing that a business person can control is their own business, and positivity is key to the success of this year. We're there, we're open, we're doing business, and we welcome everybody. And David is a prime example of that, travelling around the country, doing his best, and that's what we do here in Killarney for 270 years.
Yeah. David, is there anything the government could do, aside from, I know you acknowledge that the allowances that have been made and the tax reductions on fuel, but is there other areas they could help with? Aside from, again, I know the local authorities being more cooperative with insurance issues, other things like that that could help?
Well, in previous years, back maybe 15 years ago, circuses were supported by the Arts Council, and that funding seems to have dried up for traditional circuses. I mean, there seems to be there's always a funding scheme there for, I suppose, contemporary circuses and kind of that, but traditional circus seems to have been forgotten about generally. So we're constantly in contact with the Arts Council, asking them for support, asking them for, you know, I suppose, again, go back to my conversation about venues and sites. We were calling the government, you know, circus has been recognised by UNESCO as part of the National Inventory of Intangible Heritage. So yeah. Essentially, you know, we are meant to be protected by the state. And again, like, to be honest with you, we're not asking for any funding. We're not asking for any free sites. You know, we want places, we want venues to be able to bring our circus to. And I think there's too many closed doors and not enough open doors. And I would call on the departments, all the relevant departments, you know, to get councils to come and support us. Because, like, there's going to be a time where circuses won't be able to go to where people are. You know, we want to be able to go into cities and at the towns which don't have culture. You know, we can often bring magic, excitement, culture to areas which are starved of it.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Listener says, hi, Jerry. Was at Circus Turbola last night in Tralee. It was absolutely brilliant. It was well run from start to finish. Well, listen, David, good luck with it. You're in the Fells Point beside the Rose Hotel in Tralee there until Sunday. I know you head off to Bunratty and Wicklow and Portlaoise and elsewhere in Ireland across the country. But thanks for telling us your view and giving us your view. And my thanks to Johnny Maguire as well, with us on the line from Killarney Chamber of Commerce, talking about that. If you have a view on it, get in touch. If you're involved as an activity provider, a tourism business provider, for the summer season, we want to hear your story here on Radio Kerry. That's the story of Circus Turbola, is one of those businesses, and again, affected like everybody else when it comes to the fuel crisis that has come through. That's David Fitzgerald, General Manager of Circus Turbola, and Johnny Maguire, President of Killarney Chamber of Tourism and Commerce. Give us your views.